It's a Heidel Minicast. And now, Scott Clark.
Today's minicast comes from Herman Bavinck, Reformed Dogmatics, Volume 4, translated by John Friend, published by Baker Academic in 2008. This episode is part of a series against postmillennialism, which you can find at heidelblog.net/postmillennialism, or check the resources on the Heidel blog on this episode. If the Heidelcast helps you, won't you help us keep it going? As always, you can use the PayPal link on the Heidel blog, or you can send a check to Heidelberg Reformation Association, 1637 East Valley Parkway, number 391, Escondido, California, 92027. Our passage today comes from page 674. Bavinck writes, "The whole New Testament, which was written from the viewpoint of the church under the cross, speaks this same language. Believers, not many of whom are wise, powerful, or of noble birth, 1 Corinthians 1:26, should not expect anything on earth other than suffering and oppression, Romans 8:36, Philippians 1:29. They are sojourners and foreigners, Hebrews 11:13. Their citizenship is in the heavens, Philippians 3:20. They do not look at the things that can be seen, 2 Corinthians 4:18, but mind the things that are above, Colossians 3:2. Here they have no lasting city, but are looking for the city that is to come, Hebrews 13:14. They are saved in hope, Romans 8:24, and know that if they suffer with Christ, they will be glorified with him, Romans 6:8, 8:17, and Colossians 3:4. Therefore, along with the entire groaning creation, they wait with eager longing for the future of Christ and for the revelation of the glory of the children of God, Romans 8:19 and 21, 1 Corinthians 15:48 and following, a glory with which the sufferings of the present age are not worth comparing, Romans 8:18, 2 Corinthians 4:17. Nowhere in the New Testament is there a ray of hope that the Church of Christ will again come to power and dominion on the earth. The most it may look for is that under kings and all who are in high positions, it may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity, Romans 13:1, 1 Timothy 2:2. Therefore, the New Testament does not, first of all, recommend the virtues that enable believers to conquer the world, but while it bids them avoid all false asceticism, Romans 14:14, 1 Timothy 4:4 through 5, and Titus 1:5 lists as fruits of the Spirit the virtues of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22 and 23, Ephesians 4:32, 1 Thessalonians 5:14 and following, 1 Timothy 3:8 and following, 2 Peter 1:5 through 7, 1 John 2:15, etc.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more from the Heidelcast, brought to you by HeidelbergReformationAssociation.org. Don't forget, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Copyright Heidelberg Reformation Association. All rights reserved. This is a Heidel Media production.